looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
For 55 years, and now you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. God bless you.
Made Milwaukee famous, has made a fool out of me.
Well, now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back once again here on Way Back with Johnny on the other side of the third and final hour. We're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located on the St. Lawrence Seaway of Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, where we are recorded weekly. I'd also like to mention that we are still being broadcast over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada, and also via our home on the internet in the Greater Toronto Area at www.osherox.com. And with that all mentioned, I would like to share that today we are celebrating the music and the classic country and rock and roll of Jerry Lee Lewis. However, this morning I would like to also welcome you all into the third and final hour here this morning with a double feature dedicated to a dear friend who passed away 9 years ago, December 18th of 2016, but was born 103 years ago this week on June 4th of 1922. That is, of course, Gordon Robert Tapp, forever remembered as Cousin Clem on the old Hee-Haw program, and also Gordy Tapp. So in honor of Gordy's 103rd birthday this past week, I would like to celebrate two classics of his. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic titled Too Many Footprints, and then we'll follow with another all-time classic titled Many Others. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say happy belated birthday, Cousin Gordy. We still miss y'all these years later.
To tell myself it's not important. You've been in love so many times before. I'll not be back to be another number. There are too many footprints on your floor. Too many footprints on your floor, and some of them wear bigger shoes than mine. How many others have you kissed goodnight at your front door? There are too many footprints on your floor. When I find love, I want to find a true love. I'll never stand where someone stood before. Goodbye, and if you must know why I'm leaving, there are too many footprints on your floor. Bigger shoes than mine. How many others have you kissed goodnight at your front door? There are too many footprints on your floor.
That's been bugging me for years, and at least it come around to crying tears. Every time a show comes to our little town, you'll always find me backstage looking round. I got my autograph book in my hand. I ask each star and member of the band for the autograph that I have never got. Seems to me by now my patience is nearly shot. Many others is a girl who's been all around the world, though her name is always mentioned down below. Out in front the sign proclaims, up there with the big stars' names, Minneapolis is appearing on the show. I keep wondering, does she dance or does she sing? Is she just off stage there hiding in the wings? She married to a Grand Ole Opry star. Does she travel in a bus or Cadillac car? Andy Travis would be easier to see. She's been on shows with him, you will agree. I must have been asleep when she was on. Even Randy didn't know where she had gone. Any others is a girl who's been all around the world, though her name is always mentioned down below. Out in front the sign proclaims, up there with the big stars' names, many others is appearing on the show. I went up front and sat in the second row. Heard old Mike Snyder's picking his banjo. Archie Campbell was the last one on the stage. Folks around me said I blew into a rage. Many others is a girl who's been all around the world, though her name is always mentioned down below. Out in front the sign proclaims, up there with the big stars' names, many others is appearing on the show.
And yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. With that, I'd like to send out some special East Coast classics to our dear friends and listeners up there, out there in the East Coast. But first of all, I'd also like to say good morning to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today will be the pride of the East Coast, none other than Dick Nolan, and a classic titled Charlie's Horse. Then we'll follow with a classic by Joan Morrissey, one of the true controversial and patriotic singers of the Newfoundland era of country music, and a classic called Don't Come Where We're To, Stay Where You're At. And then we'll wrap up this set with another all-time favorite, this time by none other than the Flumies of Newfoundland, and a classic called Northern Lights of Labrador, which is also going out to my dear friend Michael T. Wall up there in Pickering today. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in on the East Coast of Canada. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Friends, and sit you down and I'll sing you a doleful ditty. 'Twas on the day in April month we started from the city. We planned a day or two at Mars, we stalwart men was chosen to remove old Charlie from Angle Pond. What fell into the pond was frozen.
We seven men came thundering down on the road to Roach's Line. We might have stopped in Avondale or Brigus, might have been fine. We was hungry as sin, but we never stepped in to take any time to park us. We all of us knew that we'll get through to remove old Charlie's carcass. In the car was Noel Puttycomb, beside him old Goose Bruisin', and Barracuda Bill and Jimmy Clark in the backseat they was roostin'. There was Lauren Good of the Mounted Police, it wasn't hard to find him, and Terry Hayes and Billy Adams in the backseat right behind him. Here's to Charlie's horse, and here's to Shave the Master. No better horse here ran the course, nor pulled the logs and faster. Here's to Charlie horse, and I want you all should know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Old Calvin and Buck was also there, for their lots of brawn and brains. There was Eamon to help as best they could to remove old Chuck's remains. Charlie was like a brother to Shave, and he loved him well, of course. Charlie was a mighty good man, although he'd been a horse. I'll spare you all the gruesome details and just relate the end. With two stout dories and a couple of ropes, we removed old Shavey's friend. We gave him a decent send-off with all our hats removed, so that on behalf of old Shave and his pal, our loyalty was proved. Somewhere up in the great beyond, his big eyes shine bright. Charlie nods an approving nod, he knows we did him right. And Shave will join him there one day, and he'll bring the harness leather. And so on through eternity, they'll pull the logs together. Here's to Charlie Horse, and here's to Shave the Master. No better horse here ran the course, nor pull the logs faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all the horses go. Yes, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go.
Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. When you come here and find the pace is slow, and people just refuse to jump and go, if you can't raise a smile and carry through, then don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. If you can live your life with ease and grace, and try to grab the other fellow's place, if you just can't relax and let her by, then stay back over on the other side. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. If you just native drinks, and you think that our accommodation stinks, well, the only thing we've plenty of is screech. So drink her up and go sleep on the beach. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. they wants out. Well, if Canada you want to leave me, dear, oh, you're welcome, but for God's sakes don't come here. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the likes of you, so don't come where we're at, stay where you do. I'll tell you how down here we gets our laughs. It's milking that big golden mainland calf. Just think, for every newfie joke you hear, oh, you're paying 20 million bucks a year. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew, so don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to.
I've traveled far by the northern star since the day that I was born. From the Caribbean to New Orleans, I've been inclined to roam. And the beauty I've seen and the places I've been, I thought I'd see no more. Till I saw the lights that shine so bright in the skies of Labrador. Those northern lights that shine so bright when the night is cold and clear. The snow is bright from the pale moonlight, and the silence fills the air. I cast my eyes to those sparkling skies, and I can see you once more. Those northern lights that shine so bright in the skies of Labrador. This place I've heard in every word is far away and cold. But I have found in this beautiful town a treasure as rich as gold. Those dancing lights with their colors so bright, each night as I look through my door. Those northern lights that shine so bright in the skies of Labrador. Sometimes when I'm down and there's no one around to tell my troubles to, I stroll outside and I gaze at the sky, and I am no longer blue. The night is still as I drink up my fill, as if I'd see no more. Those northern lights that shine so bright in the skies of Labrador. My time it will come, like everyone, when I must say goodbye. I feel so sad as I look at the plane as it soars through the sky. And I think of the time when I can say that I'll return once more and see those lights that shine so bright in the skies of Labrador. And see those lights that shine so bright in the skies of Labrador.
This is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on The Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the bluegrass legends of old. And with that, I would like to also mention that this coming season of the summer, of course, is some great bluegrass festivals coming up, including this coming weekend is the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival in Iroquois, Ontario, from Wednesday to Saturday. And with that, I hope to see a lot of our listeners out there enjoying the bluegrass music next week. So let's begin with none other than the Rockharts and their all-time classic titled Green Mountain Girl. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic by none other than Joe Mullins and his Radio Ramblers called Bottom of the Mountain. Now, they will be in Tottenham Bluegrass Festival in a few weeks, June 20th to the 22nd. Of this year. Then we'll wrap up with the legendary queen of bluegrass, yes, Miss Rhonda Vincent, and her all-time classic titled Kentucky Borderline. Now, I would also like to mention that Miss Rhonda will be at the 10th annual South Grenville Bluegrass Festival in Spencerville on August 9th, and I do hope to also see y'all out there as well. So with that, I would like to say good morning to all my bluegrass listeners out there in Radioland, and also, especially, a thank you to our dear friends, Barb and her team at the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I see the mountains where clear waters flow, where traditions run deep as a midwinter snow. I see the clear night skies and treasures of pearls. When I look in the eyes of my green mountain, my rambling was done. I gave her my heart beneath the June sun. With her hand in mine near the top of the world, I promised forever to my green mountain girl. Where once there was none, where two shadows fall together as one. Sunlight in the valley through the morning fog swirl. When I look in the eyes of my green mountain girl, well, I knew when I saw her my rambling was done. I gave her my heart beneath the June sun.
Way down I'm digging and sweating, loading down dirty backhoe. Some men give their wife's jewelry. Some men give their wife's gold. But all I give to my sweet woman is a few dollars made digging out dirty backhoe. Way down in the bottom of the mountain, way down in the bottom of the hole, way down. I'm digging and sweating, loading out dirty backhoe. I draw a script for most of my money. I never see a lot of that. I work all week and go to church Sunday, and I pay the preacher when they pass the hat. Way down in the bottom of the mountain, way down in the bottom of the hole, way down in the bottom of the mountain, I'm digging and sweating, loading out dirty backhoe.
Kentucky borderline. Rhonda Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
Yeah, I'm an all-American bluegrass girl and proud as I can.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special interview guest of honor onto the program this morning. In our third and final piece of this great interview with none other than the right-hand man of none other than Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer today. Following this final piece of interview this morning of Kenny Loveless, we will hear an all-time favorite that Kenny says is one of his all-time favorites that he recorded with Jerry Lee, titled Middle Age Crazy. So with that, I would like to invite my dear friend, Kenny Loveless, onto our program once again, and this is the third and final piece of this great interview, as recorded back in February of this year. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Kenny Loveless. And now you also have a story about the first time performing with Jerry in the stool.
Waco, Texas. It'd be my first show with him, you know. And I was going to try to keep myself cool and try to do a really good job with him the first show, you know, to get myself over here like it, you know. But anyway, yeah, I watched him real close. I stand right where I started standing the whole 55 years, I was right to the right of him. I was right by him.
Okay, yes.
All the time. And I knew that was happening, but I wasn't thinking about it, you see. But to end the show, a whole lot of shaking was the closing show.
Yes.
The closing song. So when he did that, and when he really started rocking, he started to stand up, and he kicked that stool back, you know. And I was standing there, and I wasn't thinking, you know, and that stool hit me right below the knees.
Exactly. I bet it hurt.
And I said, whoa, boy. That brought me to my knees. Just
exactly,
about.
Yes.
And I said that now that I know that, I've made one thing that I won't do. I will not stand there when I'm going to move back every time that whole lot of shaking comes on. I'm going to move back.
Yes, you learned your lesson.
Yeah.
Yes. So I understand that he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame shortly before his passing. What did that mean to him? Or you must have been still with him at the time.
Yeah, he didn't get to come to be there to his opening, you know, because he was sick at the time.
Exactly.
He didn't feel like coming. So anyway, Chris Gustafson, a bunch of them took an introduction for him, you know. But a bunch of people did a lot of talking and stuff, like Chris and some more people. But he really thought he be in a Country Music Hall of Fame. He said, because I grew up country, you know, and I grew up was down there on Black River, Louisiana, where he grew up, you know, and an old piano he played on, him and Jimmy Swaggart and Mickey Gilly.
And Mickey Gilly.
They were first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
They were all first cousins.
See? I see. Yeah.
Yeah, him and Pastor Swaggart, you know, they were really nice people.
Exactly.
We just did the gospel album with him and Jimmy. Did you know that?
I heard something about that, yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's about 2 months before he died.
Yes, exactly. I've also heard that it hasn't been officially released yet. Is that right?
Well, it's been out. It was out on CDs first.
Okay. I'll have to look for it.
And then Pastor Swagger, Jimmy, you know, he made an album cover. Did an album cover of it too.
Oh, nice. Yes. Okay.
So that's really good. I got both of them. You know.
Oh, great. Yes, I see.
So, I went down, of course, played down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I played with Jimmy's
group,
the church band, you know.
Oh yes.
We did, and him. Of course, Jimmy's been
in the ministry
for years.
I see.
He's got a great place down there.
Yes, he does. Yes, I've always wanted to go there, but I haven't yet.
Yeah, if you watch it, he's on Sunlight
or Vision TV. Yes, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he's on that all the time now.
Exactly.
That's his network, I guess.
Yes. So, do you keep in touch with the family?
Well, you know, Jerry's family.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy or any of them.
Well, yeah. Well, we got to spend a lot of good time down there for about 3 days. When we went down to record it, we took it in, and we had a good time, you know, and I had met Jimmy one time years before.
Okay.
Before I went with Jerry, you know, I was with the other group.
The Go-Go's.
I had a trailer for, yeah. I had a trailer for sale that I pulled it with our group, and I was going to get rid of it. And there's an ad in the paper, and it was wanted to know how much I wanted for it, and a number they can call me. And it was Jimmy Swagger calling.
Oh wow! Yes,
And I sold him the trailer. And that was before I met Jerry.
Before Jerry, I see. Yes, I can.
Yeah, okay. I mean, and of course Jimmy at the time he was evangelist. He was traveling doing
the ministries church, and that sort of thing. Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he was pulling the trailer. That was kind of ironic, that we seen him did that for Jimmy before
you ever met
Jerry,
Yes.
Really, I'm not realizing back then that all of a sudden that's when I realized that they were
related. Exactly, uh-huh. For sure, yes. So do you still play?
Not hardly any anymore. We did a thing here in my hometown about last year. This guy, Jacob Tolliver, he opened a show for us before Jerry got sick,
Okay.
For a little bit. He's mm-hmm. a piano player, and then Jerry liked him, and he plays like Jerry style,
Oh, nice. Yes, yes.
So, after Jerry passed, here last year, here at the big performing arts center here in Franklin, Tennessee, where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
where I live. And so, Jacob Performing Arts Center had talked to Jacob about doing a tribute to Jerry, So we did, and I went and played with him and a couple more guys that he had playing with, a bass player and a drummer and another guitar player. And, I played with him and to do a tribute to Jerry here in Franklin at Performing Arts Center last year, and that turned out really well. And I did the Grand Ole Opry with Marty Stewart.
Okay, yes, Marty, yes.
Marty, I did a mm-hmm. CD with him, and he called me up. He was going to celebrate his 30 years. That was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 30 years in the Grand Ole Opry, so he called me, and we'd come out and play fiddle on one of the songs I'd recorded with him on the CD, and we did it that night's opera, and that was great. I enjoyed that.
For sure. Yeah.
Marty's a nice guy, too. He's really a nice, super guy.
Yes, as is Connie, yes.
Connie Smith, yeah, they yeah. both is great. Great
exactly.
folks.
So looking at your opinion on, if we may go into this, what is your opinion on, is country music still alive in today's world, or is it just, what's your opinion on that?
I think it's still alive. They got, the stations down in Texas, that XL, or what do you call it?
XM and Sirius, yes.
XM Sirius, they mm-hmm. they still got that going, and I hear the country, a lot, and some of the TV shows are still doing the old stuff.
Oh, for sure, yes.
I mean, some of the local TV shows they have, like RFD.
Yes.
They mm-hmm. have a...
We get that up here, but it's through streaming, smart TV, and I get to watch it once in a while, but what I like is the family reunions, the country family reunion play on that, yes.
Yeah, that's great. I don't think it'll ever die. I mean, I hope it don't, Johnny, because it's here to stay. I mean, and who knows? Wouldn't it be nice to come back? The real country would come back. Yeah, I would hope for that,
Yes, that's
Thank
great.
You, man. And maybe we can do some more later on down the road.
Yes, it'd be a pleasure to, yes. I understand he would have been 90 in September, eh?
September each year would be, he'd be 89.
89, okay, yes. Well, maybe we can do something for his birthday, you and I. That'd be
Let's see. I'm 88. He's 89 now. Let's see.
He'd be 90.
He'll be 90.
Yes.
Because he's in September.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it'd be 90, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good, and I'd be happy to do it.
Okay, and you stay safe, and God bless you. We'll talk to you
God
soon.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Today he traded his big 98 Oldsmobile. He got a heck of a deal on a new Porsche car. He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today he
He's got a young thing beside him that just melts in his hand. He's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can. He's loved for a long, long time at home. Ah, but the thrill is all gone when they cut down the lights. They've got a business that they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today he's 40 years old, going on 20, and he hears of sordid affairs, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside, you know, she understands that he's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
Howdy friends and listeners, Johnny Woodlock here, and I'd like to tell y'all about the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival 2025, located in Iroquois, Ontario, and happening from June 11th to the 14th, with some of the best musicians in bluegrass music, including but not limited to Virginia's Nothing Fancy, as well as New England's Rock Hearts, and also featuring some of Canada's top musicians, including Nova Scotia's Ray Legere and the Bluegrass Diamond. Tickets cost $120 in advance till June 1st, with day passes available at the gate. Learn more by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or calling Barb at 613-543-3114. See you there, friends. Now, friends, I would like to wrap up the Way Back with Johnny show here this morning with the final collection of recorded solo projects from none other than Jerry Lee Lewis, forever remembered as the Killer. Now, as mentioned before, during this sort of tribute, there's always comes a time in a person's career that the final work is recorded, whether they be an artist or a musician or a actor or what have you. With that mentioned, Jerry Lee Lewis also had a final recording, and that came out in 2014 in what would be called Rock and Roll Time. It would be Jerry Lee Lewis's final solo recording and was also his 41st studio album. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis one last time with these two recordings off this project. First will be the title track, Rock and Roll Time. Then we'll wrap up with an all-time classic, which I just came across, but I do enjoy, called Here Comes the Rainbow Again. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
You planned yesterday. Well, I fought for my freedom. Some called it a crime. Convicted of running.
to whiskey and wine. Of some better day, and sometimes it seems I'm falling behind. Remember I'm running on rock and roll time. But I'm just in your airport each time that I fly. I've been locked in your jailhouse.
The scene was a small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor. Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two oaky kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Then to fall a penny she glides. And the daylight grew heavy with thunder, with the smell of rain on the wind. Lord, ain't it just like a human. Here comes that rainbow.
One truck driver called to the waitress after the kids went outside. Them candies ain't too for a penny, so what's it to you, she replied. In silence they finished their coffee and got up and nodded goodbye. She called, hey, you left too much money, so what's it to you, they.
The daylight grew heavy with thunder, with the smell of the rain on the wind. Oh, ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again. Oh, ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again.
And with that, friends, it's another wrap here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFR C119 FM and also www.osherox.com. As I say so long for another Sunday morning, I'd like to thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning into the program once again. And also thank you to my dear friend and true country music legend, Kenny Loveless, for being on the program today. I do hope to talk to him again in the near future, and with that we will pay tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis one more time as we send us all home today. Now, even though Jerry has been gone 3 years, his legacy will always live on in the memories that he left behind in the country music and also rock and roll genre. With that mentioned, Jerry passed away on October 28th of 2022 at the age of 87. Now, I'd like to send us all home today with an all-time classic that Jerry Lee Lewis also recorded with none other than Reverend Jimmy Swaggart in a final project from the same year that he passed away of 2022 and called The Boys from Faraday. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to none other than a classic called Take My Hand, Precious Jesus, and then we'll follow that with an all-time classic that has been recently recorded as of 2022 titled It Is No Secret. With that, I would like to say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree for another Sunday morning, and thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. We will be back next weekend as we pay tribute to Country Johnny Mathis, a very much forgotten about legend of country music, but was truly a true pioneer in the country music field. With that, I hope to talk to y'all next weekend, same great time, same great place over this channel. Now, may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. So long for now, friends, and happy listening.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for extra your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you.
There is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home, wherever you may roam.
There is no power can conquer you, while God is on your side. Don't run away and hide. There is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you.
As I travel through the pilgrim land, there's a friend who walks with me,
leads me safely through the sinking sand, the Christ of Calvary.
This would be my prayer, Lord, each day, help me do the best I can.
For I need that light to guide me day and night.
Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Jesus, hold my hand. Protect me by thy power. Here.
down me. I kneel in prayer, hope that you're there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I may see the blessed way.
Keep me that I may be wholly thine. Sing redemption song someday.
I will be a soul brave and true and heavenly table stand.
As I homeward go and daily meet the foe.
Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest